The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 52 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way, and on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure to follow us on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag How You At You. What is that? That was such a big pause. Anyway, so let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where we're going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yeah, so this news I'm going to call CSI, on fans on this CSI-ish, you know.
Oh God.
Okay, so basically, this story is titled, in quotation marks, Lucas innocent. Lucas accusers are not who they claim to be. So briefly last week, I kind of tried to summarize about the whole Lucas drama of him being accused of gaslighting and cheating. Apparently, Lucas apologized to fans for his past behavior. You know how like SM, you know, makes their idols give up very vague statements. But anyway, Lucas apologized to his fans for his past behavior and was also put on hiatus with no further investigation from SM Entertainment, right? But fans weren't having this. They were like, hell nah, So they took matters into their own hands, okay? So I saw this post on Sumpi. So Sumpi has like a community board thing. And basically on the 11th of September, it was reported that Lucas's fans hired a private cyber investigation team to help uncover the truth and dig deeper in the statements of the original poster's allegations. Okay, so apparently this investigation took about 5 days, and I'm just going to tell you some of the findings. Okay, so first finding, they first found like this mysterious Twitter account that is likely to be connected to the account that first outed Lucas. So this first tweet was created on the 22nd of August, and it said, there was a man born in January 25th. He is very popular and has deep, dark, double eyelids. He will soon be exposed by someone, and the agency will try to protect him, but it won't go that, but it won't go the way they want it to. And then this tweet was followed up with another tweet. Bear in mind, this is in Korean as well. The private life of the man famous for being handsome and most popular on the team will be revealed. Many fans will be disappointed and leave. And there will be a late response from the agency. Due to the agency's late response, the remaining fans will also leave one by one. Okay, so basically, these tweets were like prediction tweets, right? Because this was tweeted before he was outed, okay? So, according to investigators, they argue that this whole account was basically made just to tweet these prediction tweets, right? So, they found out this information by reverse logging into the account. And apparently, this account uses a Gmail email.
Okay.
However, Koreans usually use Naver, as that's their mail service domain for most emails when signing up to Twitter. And this user used a Gmail account, which shows that this person is more than likely not from Korea. The fact that their Korean posts were created from a translation service, and then copied and pasted for their tweets further also proves that this person is not Korean. I don't know how they figured that out, but
okay.
Hey, there's more. They go into great depth finding deleted tweets of the original posters Instagram and Twitter and coming to the conclusion that this mysterious ex-Korean girlfriend, again, isn't even Korean, because basically they found a number linked to their IG account, which I think had the same at handle as the Twitter account. And mm-hmm. basically, the area code is an Indonesian phone number. Oh. So not a Korean one. Then there's more. More information about the original post's allegations and breaking down the allegations. They broke down WeChat records were proven to be fabricated because of like how it was edited. Like the gaps between the messages were too wide, and mm-hmm. some do not have the same measurements. The dates and times are also transparent, and the letters are misaligned. Also, with like, I think some posters, because you know how there was like other alleged girls coming out after the original post. Mm-hmm. So some of the proof used were voice messages from Lucas, but apparently these voice messages actually come from the Bubble app, and they were like cut up and kind of edited to be used as proof. On top of that, an international fan shared screenshots of a message between them and a friend that was shared on Quora, that they had brought the same photos from a Saesang that either the original poster one or another poster posted as their evidence. So this means that the original poster who posted these pictures either went through the same route as the international fan to get these pictures, or that the original poster is the actual Saesang themselves or involved in that Saesang bubble. Okay. Mm. Again, there's a lot more information that is broke down. But in conclusion, taking the above data into account with other digital data, such as location data, translation service languages used to manipulate alleged allegations, they conclude that these accusers have questionable credibility and they are not who they claim to be. I feel like SM just needs to hire fans because...
Honestly, at this point.
But yeah, there's a lot that I've missed out. Like, they go into it in such, like, deep depths. Like, everything is broken down from, like, the original posters, like, first post and how things are worded. And, oh, what Korean would it say like this? This is obviously translate. It's mad. And the investigation team, like, found... old deleted tweets, and it's a mess. So there's that. So, you know, Lucas may be innocent. I don't know if SM will take any of these into account. I don't know what SM is doing on their side. They're very hush hush secretive. Mm. So I guess we just have to wait and see, I guess.
That's good. Well,
damn,
just regular fans doing just fan stuff.
Regular fan stuff. Moving on to something more lighthearted. Singer Ozuna, is that how you say their name? Ozuna reveals that his upcoming single will feature Blackpink and Megan Thee Stallion. So if you're not sure who Ozuna is, the only song that can come to mind that everyone knows is Taki Taki, the guy that was on Taki Taki. He sung the chorus and he had a verse. Yeah, so apparently Blackpink and Megan Thee Stallion is going to be on this song. So we'll see how that is, you know, Blackpink on a Latin beat, you know. More Blackpink news. Blackpink's Lisa has set a world record on YouTube. So Lisa's music video for her solo track La Lisa was released on the 10th of September, received 100 million views in just 2 days after its release, becoming the fastest record among a K-pop solo artist. I think, I could be wrong, she's outdid like Psy's record now, because Psy still had that record for a very long time. Congratulations to Lisa. How do you feel about the song? Do you like the song? What was your thoughts, feelings?
Me personally, I know we have an unpopular opinion on this coming up later, so we'll revisit a bit, but I don't come for me. I've only heard bits of it from TikTok. Like, I haven't actually listened or watched the MV yet.
You know what? Let's pause. We'll address this when we get to that unpopular opinion. We'll put a pin in it. That was a teaser, guys.
Ooh. Circle back.
And last but not least, more Blackpink news. Blackpink's Rosé has been confirmed to attend this year's Met Gala, wearing Saint Laurent. And she'll be the first female K-pop artist to attend this event. So, yes, girl.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what the theme is. And
I think it's something about like American fashion or something.
What does that mean?
I don't work here. I really don't.
But we'll see. I feel like all the Blackpink girls, they could turn up in a bin bag and they'll make it fashion, to be fair. Exactly. So we just have to wait and see. But anyway, that's the end of Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any Hot Topics you want us to talk about, then make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You, or slide in our DMs at How You At You. I think I said that twice. You know where we at. You know where we be. Just find us. Moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, tea, games, and anything in between. You can send that to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us at howyouatyou on Twitter or on Instagram. Or if you want to be sneaky about it and you want to fill in a form on my website, that's just kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. The U is just a letter. And you can submit away. But anyway, Shay, take it away.
Okay. Just before we move on, when you said, like, be sneaky, my brain just went, sneaky link.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But anyway, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I was underwhelmed by Lisa's solo debut. Like, yes, don't get me wrong, she looked stunning and the visuals were amazing, but the lyrics and the choreo were underwhelming and they weren't giving, in my opinion.
Okay, again, don't come for me. Shay, do you want to finish your point and then I'll say my own point?
I think my point, like, I can only partially speak on it because I've literally only seen like 5 to 10 second clips. I get what people meant in terms of choreo. Once again, I'm only commenting on what I saw. But like, Lisa's known as like the choreo girl, and I'm pretty sure like the chorus bit is just like a hand sign and like a bounce. And yeah, I get if they done that for like virability, I don't know if that's a word, like a viral dance that people can do to help it trend. But I would have expected more oomph in terms of the dancing. But the visuals looked amazing from what I saw. And I like the fact that they also used some of her own heritage and culture for the inspiration. Like, I know there was like some Thai going on. I can't speak today, but I get what this person's saying, but like, it wasn't terrible in my opinion.
I agree with this opinion. Again, it come for me. I think let's start with the looks. Like, the looks she was giving, she's, as I said, Lisa could wear a bin bag and I'd be like, yas. Like, but in general, like, the looks and the scenes and visually, it was really good. You could tell budget was spent. Again, I loved the reference to her Thai heritage, as you said. Like, she looked really good in those scenes. I feel like with the choreo, again, I feel like because we've seen what she can do, and this was a chance to, because we all know that Lisa's the dancer of Blackpink, and I feel like, no disrespect to Blackpink and what they do, but I feel like the choreo is simplified, so it looks good on everyone. Whereas this would have been a chance to actually give her like some actual choreo that we see her when she does her like her little film things, her little choreography film things, if you get what I mean. But yeah, from what you saw from the clips, Shay, it was basically this very, it wasn't giving. Maybe they're trying to go for the whole, as you said, virality route, where it's simple for everyone to pick up. But I feel like that could have just been like a section, whether that's like a small section in the chorus. I don't know. It's kind of hard to speak because obviously she has to perform and do it as well.
I think we're both sort of agreeing on the point of the choreo not giving because we're so used to what she usually gives.
And but I, there was even sorry to cut you off, okay, fair enough. Okay, just say they don't want to do the simple thing because they want people to replicate it and copy it, which I think is a cop-out because we've seen intricate, people copied her choreography things before, if they really wanted to. But I feel like there was not, it wasn't even a dance break to be this is where I'm gonna really show off what I can do. There wasn't that. And also, there's no dance break, which I thought would have been a perfect opportunity to give her a dance break. Also, the sound of the song sounds it wasn't giving me, it was giving me Blackpink mashup in a sense of, I heard, if sound like, oh, what's when they did that one performance, they, you know, when they did, I don't know if you remember, I think it was for a award show or something, they did a Blackpink version of a Wonder Girl song. So cool. I can't remember. Basically, they did some remix version, right? And I swear I heard that in there. The bridge part kind of sounded a bit like Ice Cream. I didn't see, and again, the lyrics were okay, but they were kind of basic as well. But I don't know if that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Once again, I can't have an entire opinion because I've only seen snippets of the whole piece. But I did see someone comment online saying that it just feels like a very generic Teddy YG song.
Yeah.
It didn't present Lisa as giving her own sound, if that makes sense.
Because
even though solo, Jennie's solo is a very YG song, it's still Jennie's sound, if that makes sense. So I get how people can be feeling some type of way about it. She looked amazing. She's done a great job. And we also have to remember that she is not a quote-unquote singer. She's the performer. So I think they could have taken more liberty with the choreo, even if the song wasn't going to be giving lyrical genius or something different. I think they could have taken more liberties with letting her have the dance break or pouring more into the choreo.
Yeah. It seems the beat kind of sounded like, you could tell it's a Teddy beat, but it's a Teddy beat that he buried away for a while. Didn't know what to do with it. I'm sorry. I'm really, she looked great. She looked amazing. Like a
Teddy
and to be honest, I'm just going off by what I'm seeing as well and the consensus. And I'm not the only person with this opinion. I think it's very hard to find someone that's like, oh my gosh, I really love this song. I've seen loads of people basically say, I love Lisa. I love that she's breaking records. I love the look of the video, but the song isn't for me.
And also lyrically, once again, I'm just speaking on the 30 seconds I've seen, but it is giving it felt forced, kind of like what they done with, is it called Ice Cream? The one with Selena Gomez? I think she swears at some point and says something else. And I think it feels a bit forced. You can present, the only way I know how to describe it is the kind of Senuni vibe without it feeling forced. She can be that cool, older, swaggy sister without it needing to feel too much, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think she's doing a good job. Good for her.
Again.
I guess this is the first, so maybe they were just let's get the doors open, then maybe we'll see something more. I guess
I think she has another song called Money, but I haven't listened to it. You know how Rosé had two songs, On the Ground and Gone. I think Lisa has two as well, so the La Lisa one and Money, but I haven't listen to Money, so I don't know if that's any better.
Apparently, I don't know if this is also just fan speculation, but apparently all of the solo debuts from Blackpink so far is almost they're trying to spell out solo. So Jennie had solo, Rosé had On the Ground, Lisa had La La Lisa, so apparently that's just random facts.
So what's Jisoo's song going to be called? Onubam.
I don't know.
Baby. What was Orange? Orangutan. I don't know. What song will begin with O? We'll see in it.
We'll see.
And I'm so intrigued for Jisoo's Jisoo. Jisoo's.
I want her to give us ballad. Like, I want her to be, like, sat on, like, a store and just give us ballad.
I will not be listening to that. Some ballads.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's like, okay, I don't care.
I could see it being like a, what's his name? Eyes, nose, lips moment. Like, some sort of relationship story. And like a moment, if that makes sense.
I guess with Jisoo, because she's the actor of the group, her video could give us story.
That's what I mean. Like, give us story. Give us breakup. Death.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? She needs, for her video to slap, she needs to have like a K-Will twist. I don't know what that would be, but not the same thing. But there needs to be like a twist. Because there needs to be like a rewatchability. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like the reason why, again, no shade, but I'm just being honest. For like the reason why Lisa's song is blowing up is because it visually looks good. The chorus, you could say the chorus is catchy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have that. Obviously, Rosé has a unique tone to her voice.
Mm.
And the sound is very different from like the Blackpink sound. That's why she got hers up. Obviously, Jennie was like the first to be solo and Jennie is the it girl. Mm-hmm. So Jisoo needs to come and give us drama.
Yes.
Ooh. Why do you write this down? I will not charge you this time. Thank you.
I can't. All right. I think that's all for our Blackpink tea. But all in all, good job to Lisa. Like, it still takes a lot of effort and energy to produce.
And she's Thai as well, so like she's like, I'm coming on your turf and I'm messing ish up. How does that feel? But anyway.
Okay, so our next unpopular opinion is no tea, no shade, but some of these idols y'all are calling amazing vocalists are just screaming half the time.
We need names.
Yeah, give us names. Give us addresses.
If you're gonna be messy, just give names. Okay. Because I want to go and listen and be like, you wrong or you right.
Exactly.
You right.
I know there have been times where some fans have been like, oh my gosh, this person is eating up this song. And half of what they're referring to is just like their vocals being stretched out or like a manufactured sound. And that makes the person look really bad because the person might be a great singer, but you're talking about this one piece that was like heavily manufactured. Mm. But yeah.
I feel like not necessarily on this, but similar is, it's when someone said, oh my God, I loved when so-and-so did this high note. And it's not a high note. They're literally belting. And that's the thing. This is one thing annoys me with certain fans, yeah. For some reason, they now become music analysts, but they're using the wrong terms. It's like, oh my God, so-and-so's singing so... Did you hear that high note? It wasn't the high note.
Or like they say whistle tones.
That wasn't a whistle tone. Like, at least before you tweet, at least Google what it is. Or just, you know what? Don't even have to say, oh, I love this. This is my favorite part.
Exactly.
Their voice sounded good. And that's fine. You don't need to be, oh my gosh, this person hit a C sharp. I'm like, ma'am, sir, excuse me, no.
Oh my God, super random. But that reminds me of like Charlie Puth on his TikTok.
This man.
He will stitch videos where people are like dropping a cup and he will guess what note that is.
Yeah,
and
I've seen. Right. So,
but yeah, do your research, people. I think just enjoy the music, and I think it upsets people that have a bit more knowledge when someone's maybe getting praised for something that didn't happen. Just be
it
like,
it didn't oh, even like happen. This. That's the thing.
You really imagined it. Yeah. Or like where people, I've seen like tons of fan arguments about like people's registers or tones when they'll say, oh no, this person like has like a higher register or something else. And it's like the complete opposite. Just enjoy the music. Don't try and become
it's okay. You don't have to know everything. And on the flip side, it reminds me of, I don't feel like it happens so much now. I could be wrong, but mm-hmm. when Show Me the Money used to be on and now everyone's a rap expert.
Oh, for God's
sake. Shut up. No, you're not. First of all, you know nothing about rap. And secondly, you definitely know nothing about, because it's in Korean. And last thing I know is that you, only thing you know is how to say it is Sarang Hae. So if I were you, just enjoy it. Like, oh, did you hear MC Kimchi? No. You didn't hear it. You read the subtitles, and half the time the meaning is missing from those subtitles as well. Exactly. So
is this, and we have to remember that when things are translated, it's sometimes just translated to the equivalent of like a similar English phrase. So you're not getting mm-hmm. the full, like when people be like, oh my gosh, this person's such a lyrical genius. Girl, when did you get your degree in Korean? When did this happen? Don't try and become professional. You have a right to like what you like, but don't be like X, Y, and Z. I don't know if it's professionals or just fan speculation. I don't really remember where I saw it, but there are like tons of online arguments about V and Jimin in particular, not against each other, but in terms of like their register and their range. And because some people think that like V is frying his vocal cords at the moment because of how high they're making him sing at times and all of this other stuff.
I've heard that as well, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't listen to BTS like that. So I couldn't say either or, to be honest. And I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm a music analyst, because no, I don't know everything. So
back to the CV.
I don't. I couldn't tell. I couldn't say, oh, Shay's register. I don't know what that means. I know what it means, but I don't know what that means at the same time. So I'm not going to be using lingo and stuff that. Boy, it just isn't.
Just enjoy the music. But just before we move on from this and wrap up on this specific point, one of the saddest vocal stories, in my opinion, is Bom. From 21. Yes. It actually upsets me when I think about what they'd done to her voice. But hey, that's a story for another time. And then our last unpopular opinion for today is, I think it shouldn't be allowed for K-pop idols to publicly share their diets and weights, as I've seen it have a really negative effect on fans, as they are very impressionable. For example, when Somi shared her weight, and also when the IU diet went around and almost killed some people.
What was the IU diet? Do you know what the IU diet was?
I remember this because I'm sorry if I'm wrong, correct me politely if I'm wrong, but it was like an apple for breakfast and then a sweet potato at some point in the day, like a small one, and dare I say another apple. And that was the diet.
Oh damn! Yeah, I feel like they shouldn't. Yeah. To be honest,
I think especially with K-pop in comparison to the West. Yes, fans of Western artists and stuff can be like quite impressionable or susceptible to opinions or this or that. But K-pop has like this culture of like really, really intense and devoted fans. So I think if you know that sharing certain things, especially around weight. An appearance, which is something that a lot of people struggle with, and having such young audiences, I think it can be quite dangerous to like share diets or to put, because I think one thing that stirred up a big controversy recently was the Somi situation, where she like posted on her story or something that she was like 40 something kg and she's like 5'7", so like tons of people were worried, and then you had tons of these fans that want to be like her and all of this other craziness. And yes, an artist isn't responsible for everyone's actions, but I think when you have a platform and a voice...
Yeah, you don't need to announce those things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, don't get me wrong, as you said, the West does that as well. I feel like it's not as much now. I remember before it used to be like plastered over magazines and be like, do the Kim Kardashian diet, where she just drinks water all day and maybe has a cheeky bag of cashew nuts at 12 or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I feel like it's died down a lot and there's a lot of emphasis on balanced diet and whatever. I don't know. That could be a similar thing in Korea. Obviously, we're just outsiders looking in. But yeah, I feel like from what I've seen anyway, when like idols will go onto shows, like variety shows, and be like, yeah, I'm coming back soon, so I'm going to have to go on a diet. And they're like, oh yeah, wow, that's so amazing. I'm just going to eat an apple. That's it. Oh, wow, your determination is great. It's like, no, this woman or man or whoever is starving themselves.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of praise, do you know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like, for example, okay, this artist shouldn't say what they're doing, but it's not like they said it and then someone says, oh, you know, but you should, you know, have some rice or something. It's always like, wow, your determination, you work so hard. And it's like, yeah, all those things are true, but putting that so much emphasis on that is not healthy.
I think one thing that was actually a culture shock for me was that, say there's a Western artist and they're currently like dieting or whatever, they don't really talk about it. You might just see them pop up somewhere and they're skinny, like kind of like an Adele moment. But within K-pop, they will actively talk about it, like on shows, like, oh, I can't eat right now, like I'm dieting, or like all of this. So I think that was a bit of a culture shock for me as well. Yeah, so I guess that's all of that. And one quick question that we was actually asked was, what is like one kind of like idol, shady, funny moment thing that we would do as an idol? So like the options are like, act like you're being told off on VLive and like switch the camera onto like your manager, drop a cake, act like you're being mistreated so like people can like tweet to treat you better. So like, what's one funny, I guess, shady thing that you would do as an idol?
I think my shady thing would be, you know, like on V Lives and you have that one annoying person, they'll be like, speak English. I'll be the one that'd be like, go learn Korean. I'm Korean. Come off my life.
Honestly.
That would be me.
Oh,
or the thing is, if I'm getting bored of being on V Live, I'll be straight up with him. Like, okay, I'm bored now. I'm going. I'm not going to be like, oh, someone. No, I'm just going to turn it off. So, yeah, that's me. What about you?
I can't. Just before I give mine, you remind me of that one guy that like spoiled his whole group's comeback and like the staff were banging on the windows because like he ran outside. Okay, for me, what would I do? I think I would just, like, really radiate, like, pick-me energy, but, like, low-key. Like, I will act tired or something so that people can tweet for the company to treat me better. Like, I'll just, like, oh, I'm so tired. Like, I have to work so hard. Or be shady on, like, VLives and act like the manager's telling me off. Like, you know, and they just, like, stare off of camera for a while. And then they come back. I think I'd pull one of those. I don't think I could bring myself to do, like, the whole cake dropping moment, but hey.
But are those ever done on purpose?
Some people think they are done on purpose, but that's the whole...
I feel like they just get excited, because I feel like these idols are always on a strict diet, and it's like, oh my gosh, cake, we have cake. Let's eat the cake on live, because management, yeah, they might be doing hand gestures and stuff behind the screen, but they can't stop me. So I'm going to eat this cake.
Done. I've seen some people say that they think that idols drop the cakes because they're on diet. So like if they've dropped it, they can't eat it. But I'm just like...
Yeah, but then they could just place it and be like, ooh, and then... I don't know.
But yeah, I guess that's that. So now it's time for On the Radar. But if you guys have any unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests, or even questions for us that you want us to talk through or answer here on the show, make sure to drop them to us on socials or email us at halut@gmail.com or drop them onto Shanice's website if you want to do it anonymously. But now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what we've been watching, listening to, or if there's anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Well, I actually watched Shang-Chi on
Saturday.
yeah, Saturday. It was really good. Ooh. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. On a really big screen. Ah. Yes. I liked 10 out of 10. Story's great. It's great to see actual, like, proper martial arts and stuff in films. Mm-hmm. Like, all those... so good. And I can't remember her name, but the lady that played Shang-Chi's sister, she is so good. And bear in mind, I'm hating, but like, I'm living at the same time. That is her like first professional role.
Seriously?
I remember I was watching a clip like from an interview or whatever. And she said when she went to audition for it, she didn't even know what it was at first. Like, she didn't know it had anything to do with Marvel or anything like that. I think she only noticed, like, when she got a recall or something and she saw Simu. She goes, that's what it is. And she got it. What a legend.
I love her. I said she got, like, married as well. Like,
no, that's another actress. Oh, it's a different one. So the actress you're talking about played... Shang-Chi's mum. So basically she found out she got the role while she was on honeymoon, and she basically had to cut her honeymoon short. She says she left all her stuff with her husband, all her luggage with her husband, and basically because I think some of the film was shot in Australia.
Okay.
I know, random. So she left her husband and flew straight to Australia to film.
Well done. All right, I need to try and watch it then. Check in next week and see if I've made any progress. For me, what's on my radar? A TikTok I saw the other night that got me thinking. It was like one of those videos, like idols that broke the beauty standard. And what I was thinking of was like from the perspective of an idol. Like, imagine you think you're just normal or pretty or like super skinny or whatever. And then you see this video and they're like, Shanice. Because she has, like, crooked eyes, and it's fine.
I was like... So, wait, what?
Like, I get what you're trying to do, but from an eye... Like, I would cry.
Oh, my gosh, that reminds me, yeah. I remember I was friends with this one person, and I'm not going to say what it is, because I don't want you lot to go be looking at my pictures, trying to... Oh, yeah, she does. She says something about my face, and I was like, that's so mean. But then I kind of saw what she meant. And I was
about
like,
you?
Yeah. Oh. She's like, I didn't realize that this was something than this. And I was like, huh? I thought they were normal.
No, politicians to make people keep their opinions to themselves.
And then I was kind of insecure for a bit. I was like, why would you? And bear in mind, we weren't talking about facial features or anything. Like, it was literally like, I was asking her, "What are we going to McDonald's? What do you want for McDonald's?" And she goes, "Oh, you know," and I'm like, "No,
jail."
So yeah.
Oh my god. And then the last part of my radar: Park Seo-joon being in England. Apparently, he's in North.
I heard he was in East.
Really?
He's just traveling all over the place.
I heard he's in North, and I was like, he's not going to make it to the movie set, like, if he stays there for very long.
Did you see that TikTok of this girl and her friend? Apparently, they bumped into
him. Ah, yes. Yeah.
But she can't post anything out of, like, respect of, like, so people don't try to hunt him down or whatever. But she, like, took pictures of him, but she didn't post them. But there was, like, videos of her, like, crying afterwards, like, oh my god, and then like our TikToks like of her on the train, like just reminiscing about. So yeah, he's in ends
probably wherever Dean is, like just wherever that Bermuda England triangle is, where they just come and disappear.
Dean just lives on your, let me be quiet. But yeah, folks, that is it. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or anything in between to howyout@gmail.com. Drop us a message on socials, or even leave your opinions anonymously on Shanice's website.
Yeah, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at @K-Pop_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on YouTube at The K-Way or on TikTok at @K-Way_.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.